What's going on? What's happening with you, man? You already know what it is, man. It's the second episode of Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. Shout out to my OG Rooko in the building. What's happening?
What's happening, partner? What's going on with you?
You already know how we coming with it, man. Just wanna say rest in peace to Roger Gravely, the Gravely family down in Leatherwood and shit. You know, they really going through it right now, seeing that. Rest in peace to everybody who just going through it, who's losing family members. And if you're going through it, man, just, you know, keep your head above water, man. You know, just stay prayed up and realize there's going to be some on the other side of what you're going through, man. So just stay focused and just try to keep your head up. All right. With that being said, man, what we tapping into today, Rook?
We talking about this presidential election. We want to know how do y'all feel about the Biden-Harris ticket.
Sheesh.
What are your pros and your cons?
Man.
What are your do's and don'ts? What are your likes and dislikes?
How do you feel about it? How do you feel about the Biden-Harris ticket?
My number one thing, I just want to get this sucker up out of here.
That's the goal.
That's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. We got to get this dude up out of here.
Got to go.
And we just got some vibe of questions, you know what I'm saying, about them, you know what I'm saying, what they going to do for the black community.
Yeah.
What do we factor in into this? But a lot of people going to be like, well, what about us?
Yeah, like, what about us?
What about us?
Like. And that's, you know, I think that's more so. Me and you were talking about this, what Ice Cube was trying to touch on too. Like, what is the plan for us, man? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are we gonna get out of? Are we ever gonna get a win? Can we ever get something for us? Can we get some kind of leeway, man? Like, damn, we forever got. It's like we get these folks these votes, and it never changes. Shit never changes. Minimum, it's the year 2020. Minimum wage is what, bro?
$7.25,
man. Come on, man.
You can't make it off no $7.25.
Man, shit, you can't even get a damn meal at McDonald's for $7.25, man.
You got that right.
I mean, come on, man. $7.25. That's
minimum wage should at least be $20.
What are they talking about? Are they talking about that? Are they talking about, you know, poor economic, you know, the disparity that's just going on in the black communities, Hispanic communities, and, you know, just the ghetto period, and it's just crazy. You basically begging us for our votes, but you ain't giving us nothing in return. I don't see how we gonna win like that. I don't see how anybody could ever catch a win, or anything gonna ever be right for our people.
And we also want to know, what are y'all doing that is going to affect our kids? You know what I'm saying? That's because they're our future. We want to know.
We living,
you know,
in the,
what,
now. We living in the now.
We want to know, can we get the same kind of schooling that everybody else is getting?
Yeah, you got little Timmy over there. You know, they doing damn good at Carlisle.
Yeah.
And shit, you know what I mean? They doing damn good at Carlisle. But you got little homie over here. You know what I mean? At Madden Vista and shit, or Martinsville. Excuse me, say Martinsville or something, just, you know, shit's a little, it's a struggle, you know what I mean? But they, if they had to-